He got a game tackle. They're going to give him the ball a lot, and sometimes you got that train coming. You got to, you know, grab on and get a lot of guys that's going to take them down, and you got to game tackle and have to be treat aggression with aggression. So it's going to be one of those type of bruising type games, grinding games, and it's, I always say the game is won in the trenches. And we have to play, have a better game up front.
You know, he's in that Hall of Fame class. I mean, you know, I've been around, lucky to be around Earl Campbell when he started. And, you know, he's the same kind of runner. I mean, he's so powerful and so fast. He's the leading rusher in the league right now. He didn't play last year, and he only made 30 yards in the first game. So, I mean, that just shows you what he can do. Obviously, we played him in 2012 when he was 8 yards from setting the all-time record. So, and he's from Texas. So,
I knew Adrian Peterson when he was at Palestine High School running track.
You know?
I first saw him running track, and then I was like, he's real good in football too. And that following season, he went out there and killed it. And the year after that, he killed it again. And it was even talking him trying to go to the pro straight at high school. So he definitely a legend in Texas. But I first, you know, found about him through track. He was the same type of Adrian Peterson he is on the football field. He was the same way on the track, too. He was really, really good.
Well, we better tackle well as a team. That's the biggest thing. You know, it's going to be a team effort to find a way to get him down. I mean, he's the best in the business, has been for a long time, and, you know, we know he's going to touch it, and you better have everybody rallying to the football.